y'all, it's your boy Vince with Kingdom Conditioning here. And I'm excited. It's another week that God gives us. And it's another day. So I'm excited to see what God has for us this week. This past weekend was Easter weekend. And I was excited because he rose. Amen. Hallelujah. He rose. God just sent his son down to die on the cross for us. The song says, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. From earth to the cross, my debts he paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah. It's a good song. It just came to mind with that. So I'm excited. Let's get into it, y'all. Let's talk about weight loss today. I've been struggling with this weight loss. I ain't gonna tell no story for real, because it's just, you know, I've been working on it for a long time now. And I've lost some weight. I've lost 100 something pounds, but then I went back up. I gained like 20 something. 20. Almost 30. So, yeah, and that's where I am now. I'm just in this plateau again. And, yeah, it's a journey. It's like, what's her name? Tisha Campbell? It's the journey. So, it's a journey, and I'm working on it. I'm working towards my goal. My goal is not really a number. My goal is to look the best that I can, feel good, and just experience life better. A better view, because my mental was not good when I was bigger, and then my health was not good when I was bigger than I am now. So yeah, just have a better mind frame, healthier body, feeling looking good. And yeah, that's just about it with the weight loss. You know, I'm just trying to get it together. But let's get into weight loss. The struggle of old habits coming back. Old habits will creep up on you, man. I'm like, man, I had stopped eating fast food, you know, just stopped completely. And was cooking a lot more and, you know, walking and doing all that kind of stuff. And that weight was just, it was coming off steadily, but it was slow. And I was like, okay, you know. Then I hit the plateau and then started losing weight fast. So it started coming off real fast, you know. When I just, you know, stopped doing what I was doing and changed it up. Boy, I don't know, y'all. One day, I guess I was hungry, real hungry. And I went over there to the Sonic and I got me a number. It was number 7 at the time. Because, you know, I always say, hey, let me get a number 7. It's an extra long chili cheese cone. I got the meal, y'all. I got the meal and It was over then. Got hooked again. It's like, I guess like a drug addict that ain't had the crack in a while. And they go back and they get their crack. And they go back again and they go back again. Y'all, I kept going back and I got big. Again, I got bigger. I said, oh, Lord. It wasn't just Sonic. I started going other places for my addiction, okay? You know, gluttony is something else. Gluttony is something else. But I'm not going to say that I did it like I used to do. Because what I used to do is get fuller than a tick. Ooh, I was full, y'all. I was real, this belly just sticking out there like I was a pregnant woman or something. But I'm just saying I was pretty big. So that's a sin, though. You know, overeating. It's a sin. Ultimately, I was looking at this video and this lady, she was describing different, you know, things that we struggle with. And her name, I think, is Love Again Jones. I had to go back and see. But the video was describing, it was like a body image, and it was on one side, it was like lust, gluttony, anger, whatever. And all those, it, on gluttony was nutrition on the other side. So ultimately, I'm actually looking for nutrition. I feel like I'm trying to find a fullness from somewhere. And that also goes back to my childhood and trauma and different stuff like that. I used food to get through what I was going through as a child. And we'll get into that later on in, you know, episodes and everything. But yeah, that was a coping mechanism, just a blanket, a covering that I used to, you know, get through what I was going through. So, yeah. But weight, I've been struggling my weight for a long time. Long time. But God's always been there with me. He's always been, you know, holding me up. When kids used to bully me and tease me and stuff. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't really bad. But it got bad for one moment. But, you know, after a while, people start, you know, seeing my character and my personality other than my weight, you know. So it got better. It did. I'm not going to tell a story on that one. It got better. But I feel like a lot of people have had that struggle with weight and they've gone through stuff with weight and everything. And they've used weight as a covering, you know, over stuff that they've been traumatized with or stuff like that. They're just trying to cover it up and just trying to eat it and eat. Because food ultimately, for me, I can say, brings pleasure because you're just eating. It tastes good. You're just eating and eating. And you know that food is just going to make you feel good in the moment. But ultimately, it's not going to last. So that's what I feel like truly what the lady was talking about. Nourishment. That's what, you know, ultimately I was trying to seek. But I was seeking it the wrong way. Ultimately, I got up to about 400. I can honestly tell you guys this. I got up to 400. I believe my highest weight was 430. It might have been bigger because I know I had possibly lost a little bit of weight before going to the gym. Because that's when I went to the gym and got weighed. That's how much I was. So, yeah. So in my biggest, I was 400 something. So yeah. But other than that, God has been good. I want to encourage you now to start the journey if you feel like you can't. If you feel like you're in a stagnant place right now, just go ahead and start. Go ahead. You just don't know what you can do. Because when I started, I was scared of the gym. I was scared to go in there and see, you know, people watching me and thinking whatever they think about me. And I'm like, you know, at some point I'm in here, they're in here. We're trying to basically do, you know, what we can do to make our bodies better. So at one point I just kind of zoned them out. I just, you know, it was almost like they weren't there. So I just went in there. I did what I had to do, get out. So just do it. Start today, start tomorrow, start whenever you can. If the Lord says start today, go ahead. You know, start, and you don't have to go to the gym today. Just go start to walk. That's free. That's free. Just go walk. Just go experience God's goodness, you know, in his air, in natural air. Go out there, spend a little time. Just sit down for a minute. If you get tired, sit down. You know, chill. If you get tired and then get back up, walk a little bit more and then maybe go home and then the next day try a little bit more. You know, it's just all in just progressing. It's a process. It's not going to be like overnight. It's going to be over some nights and some months and some weeks and, you know, days. It's going to be some time. You're going to put some time in. So, yeah, I want to encourage you to do that. Encourage you to change up your eating habits. My aunt, she just recently went to the hospital, so it really was a eye-opener as well, not just for me, but for my parents and their eating habits and other stuff like that. So make sure you're eating right, drink your water, stay positive, keep your mind positive. That's a good, that's a factor of weight loss as well. Don't want to stay stressed, nothing like that. And we come up against that depression and anxiety and all those demonic and negative things that come up in your mind. So we come up against that right now in the name of Jesus. And we come up against gluttony and all those things. And we lose peace in your mind, in your heart, and in your household. So, yeah. So I just want to pray for you before I go. I didn't want to hold you long. And y'all, I'm sorry. My nose is kind of, it's on the fritz right now. It's running. I'm going to have to catch it. But other than that, I just hope that I inspired you to look at yourself and to do better, you know, on today and for times to come. Because we got to get our bodies right. Our bodies are our temple, y'all. God gave us these bodies. And we should treat our bodies well. Because God is ultimately wanted us to do better each and every day. So I pray right now. Lord, I pray for my brother and my sister. I want to say I love them. I want to encourage them to do better each and every day. It's going to be a process. But God, I pray that you stick with them. Give them strength, oh God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a verse that I love. Philippians 4:13. So God, I pray right now you strengthen my brother and my sister right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son that died, came and died for us. Lord, we thank you for that, that we might have strength and life and have it more abundantly. And we would one day be with you in your kingdom. And I pray we all can come together. So Lord, I just thank you right now. Pray for their families and pray for their life. I pray for anything that's trying to come up against them, God, that you block it, that you cover them. And take off the stuff that's already there. Take it off, God. Loose it back into the pits of hell, oh God. And loose peace in their lives. Loose love and gentleness and faithfulness. The fruits of the Spirit, oh God, right now in their lives, oh God. We thank you for them right now. And this journey that they're going to be on, or journey, whatever's going on in their life, God, we pray that right now that you be with them every step of the way. We know that you will. So, Lord, we just say thank you. We love you. We praise you in your name. We pray, amen. Again, this is Vince. This is your boy Vince with Kingdom Conditioning. I thank you for listening to me today. I thank you, and I pray right now that God blesses you, that God keeps you, and that whatever you may be going through, it's not the end until God says it is. So right now, enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Until next time. All right. Goodbye, y'all. This podcast was sponsored by God's Grace and Mercy.